He looked like an Arab. He had no beard at all on the side, just right here, a little chin whiskers and mustache. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's wrong with the horse? He says, that horse has got a bad tooth. I said, well, can we pull it? He says, I can get it out. I don't know whether we can pull it or not, but I'll get it out. I'll guarantee you we'll get it out. Mm-hmm. I said, well, how? Well, he says, let's go see the horse. So he took a blunt punch, and right where the sore was, it was a decayed tooth. Mm-hmm. Well, we couldn't get a hold of it. We'd break it off. He took that punch, and he punched it down from the top, and punched all that dead tooth down from top to bottom, right through the top of his, part of his, the bone here on his nose. Mm-hmm. He got every bit of it out. I've lived a lifetime looking for another horse with a bad tooth, see if I could do that. I've never seen another horse like that. But he pulled it, got every bit of that. Once he got the, he pushed a wire up in there with a little hook, and he got all the little pieces of tooth out. Mm-hmm. Once he got it broken up, all the roots, the whole thing, the whole tooth and everything. I guess he went through that much, at least that much of the cavity of the tooth before he punched it on through. And the whole thing came out, the whole tooth. And I've asked vets how they, well, if you can't get a hold of them, you can't pull them, you just can't do it, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. On that same theory, we were in California one time, and there was a can of syrup, and it was full of mold on the top. It was a big open can. It was full of mold on the top. And this woman was going to scrape it off, and then I said, no, don't do that. I said, let me get it out for you, and I won't get a drop of that mold in there. She says, you can't. I said, I won't even touch. I'll get the mold off, and I won't even touch it. She says, I don't believe it. I said, well, come in and watch. I took those beer can openers that would mm-hmm. open like this? I just put it upside down and punched a hole and caught it in the pan down below in the dish. When the mold got down to where it was getting close to the bottom, I just put it on another place. And when the mold started coming out, I put the lid on the can and turned it upside down. And we scraped that little bit of mold that was there off. She had a mold, I guess, a 16th of an inch thick all across the whole top of it. Would have been impossible to have gotten all that mold off without getting some of it mixed up in mm-hmm. it. She says, I never would have thought of that. And I thought of it because of punching the hole yeah. from the top down. This was from the bottom up. There wasn't much difference.
A brown liquid medicine that stings a lot, you could put on a cut.
Iodine?
Mm-hmm. What about a real bitter medicine that people used to take?
Quinine. It comes from the bark of the cinchona tree.
Oh, the cinchona?
Cinchona. C-H-I-N-C-H-O-N-A.
Does that grow around here?
No. It grows in the tropics of Mexico. I've seen lots of them. They use that for paludismo. Fever, what do you call it?
Malaria.
That's
a nice way of saying somebody died.
Passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Kicked the bucket.
Kicked the bucket kind of food, huh?
Yeah. The little boy came and they invited this old rich uncle over to dinner, and the little boy says, Uncle Amos, when are you going to play your next football game? Oh, he says, I don't play football. Son. He says, you don't? He said, what gave you the idea that I played football? He says, Pop was telling Mama the other night, you're sure going to have a good time with your money when you kicked off.
He said, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from, of?